Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio, and it's a pleasure to have you today with us from all around the world. Also a pleasure to welcome back to continue our series together, a wonderful pleasure to welcome Agnes Chow to the show. She has a unique background in science, you know, that has taken her in a new direction as time has progressed. She's a powerful speaker, writer for Brains Magazine, transformational coach with expertise in multiple psychology-driven techniques, and they all help people to improve the power and function of their brains, help remove negative energy and promote healing physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And one of her favorite modalities, as we've been talking about in this series, is known as Psyche, a tool for uniting our conscious and subconscious thoughts in a way that enables us to overcome limiting beliefs and progress in our personal, professional life and goals. That was first discovered some 35 years ago and has helped hundreds of thousands of people globally. Today, Agnes is one of those gifted instructors and a member of the Psyche International Preferred Providers. And in these shows that we've been talking about, she's been talking about Psyche balancing, how it can be used to benefit our lives, and also learning more about Psyche with her website, agnescharllc.com. It's really extraordinary. And during the course of this thought-provoking series, we've been talking about miracles, too, and while some miracles are broad and divine in nature, little miracles happen every day. For example, the way we humans walk, talk, and breathe, both spontaneously and simultaneously. And during the course of September, we've been focusing on the concept of messages from the body. Every time we have pain, anxiety, or state of dis-ease, it's a message from our bodies that we must awaken and learn to overcome. She has a lot of stories that she's been sharing about helping people overcome physical ailments. And she's, as I mentioned, a gifted speaker and a delight to hear. And beyond being a phenomenal coach, she's the founder of a nonprofit foundation for her conviction to the divine heart. She believes that we can change when we learn to breathe into our deepest soul level and open our minds to new possibilities. So if you're seeking betterment in some aspect of your life, this is an ideal opportunity to listen, learn, and to connect. On this episode, we're going to focus and super focus on messages from the body. And then she'll be back with us as well, kicking off a new series here on Close Up Radio exclusively in the month of October. So look for that as well. Let's welcome Agnes Chow back to our show, coming to us from Arizona, USA. Agnes, welcome back to the program. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and I hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Jim. Excited to be back. Doing fantastic here in Arizona.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. You know, we've been talking about messages from the body just in the thought process of it all. What are some examples of messages from the body? Is back pain one of those messages?
Yes. Yes, indeed. So when there is a message from the mental and emotional bodies, it may come through the physical body, and it's saying it's time to let it go, let go of those psychological things that hold us back. I mean, more times than not, we will treat the symptoms and not the root cause. And often the root cause is a message from the mental and emotional bodies. So examples of messages from the body can relate to brain health or mental or emotional issues that are ready to be released. And, you know, I say every condition is based on belief systems. When we can transform those beliefs, we can change the condition or situation. And this is because everything is energy. Our bodies are not just biochemical. Our bodies are bioelectrical. They're electromagnetic. So positive thoughts make us feel good and have us vibrating higher, and negative thoughts make us feel bad and have us vibrating lower. And when we have too much negative thoughts, that may lead to too much stress that causes distress in the body. That leads to dis-ease in the body. So the body is no longer in balance. And it's interesting that you bring up back pain, because I helped somebody with lower back pain recently who could barely move. And this person was able to recover in less than 10 days by taking massive action. And it all started with acknowledging message from the body. Now, I would love to tell people to breathe into your divine heart, to tap into that divine intelligence within you, to know what that message is from your body, to know what the mental and emotional bodies are telling you to let go of. However, sometimes people have blockages, and this is where books like Messages from the Body can come in handy. So as an example, with respect to the lower back pain, that may be messages related to not feeling secure. It can be work or money related, and it can also mean feeling overloaded. It could be taking on others' burdens. It could be a matter of acknowledging one's own worth, and to really let it go, it means let go of burdens that don't belong to us. So other messages could be an imbalance of power, sense of things being out of harmony, resulting in feelings of injustice and being overburdened and undersupported. There could be a need for nurturance because one may have been abandoned at an early age emotionally. And it could also be something that developed in response to growing older. Lower back pain could also be a fear of financial failure about money, some deep insecurity related to basic support. There could also be self-doubt or self-worth concerns, and so there could also be even success avoidance out of fear of abandonment. Often, lower back pain does appear following a loss of a job or retirement or child leaving home, a separation, or worrying too much about what others think. So there's actually more specifics about the meaning depending on the part of the back. Another thing that I've helped people with is tinnitus. Tinnitus is ringing of the ears. And the messages from the body could include the need to drown out or block out messages. There could be messages from the higher self that we're listening only to our own long-established beliefs. We may have been mistreated by the environment. And so if there's ringing in the left ear, it could be ignoring one's inner knowing. If there's ringing in the right ear, it could be refusing to listen to information from the environment. Other fun items to know, left hip issues could be related to victimhood. Right hip issues could be related to guilt and shame.
That's amazing. All these different things that everything could be related to is extraordinary, and the way you sort of deduce it for all of us is extraordinary too. You know, sometimes we are in a state that you refer to as dis-ease. Tell us about why you describe it as such. It's fascinating.
Yes. So Harvard researchers estimate that 80% of doctor's visits are caused by stress. And it's important to manage stress levels so that it does not cause distress in the body that leads to dis-ease in the body. Ease instead of disease, because it's not a permanent condition. It's a message from the body that the physical body is feeling not at ease because there's a psychological message, a mental or emotional message that needs to be acknowledged. It's an energy blockage in the body. And once it's clear, the body is feeling at ease again with energy flowing freely, and then the body is back in balance. You see, the body is always changing, and when there is movement, the body changes faster. The body is more than 50% water, so this means you can drink water with intention to change the body and reprogram the cells and bring the body back into ease. Or you can breathe with intention and reprogram the cells to bring the body back into ease.
It's amazing to learn that we can do those things and that there is hope. How can we address some of the physical symptoms? You and I know we've talked about things like music and tapping, even the Psych-K toolbox items that you have, you've used to help clear negative energies and blockages for your clients.
Yes, love to share. So physical symptoms are a sign that there's a message from the body, and I love to start with acknowledging what that message is. Then I believe in massive action, actions that address the five senses, actions that address the transformation of perceptions of stressful or traumatic experiences, and action that helps one vibrate to a higher frequency to get out of a rut. So as an example, the person I helped recover from the lower back injury in 10 days took massive action. First, there was acknowledgement of the message from the body. There was a stressful, traumatic experience from early childhood that was acknowledged. And through a Psych-K whole brain balance, the perception of the stressful or traumatic experience was transformed so that it was no longer a trigger. And this released negative energy from the body. So then the body was primed for accelerated results. Then we addressed it from the five senses, everything from visualizing and activating the violet flame for the lower back, smelling and applying essential oils like Panaway for my muscle tension relief and peppermint oil for pain relief, then listening to sound healing music for the back and for pain relief, and then we also use the biofield tuning fork to massage the lower back area to release the tension. And Tong Ren tapping, which is more powerful than acupuncture or acupressure, we tapped on the points for lower back pain, for muscle tension and lower back sprain. And then this person also went on to get acupuncture treatment. And after that, rolling the back on a foam roller. We also did some Dear Universe meditations to let go of fear-related energies and embrace love-based energies. And then, of course, movement, yoga, qigong exercises, and also meditation to connect with divine source, creator of all energy. And then divine mercy prayer during the hour of mercy. So as you can tell, it was like massive action. And it all started with changing thought patterns, especially at the subconscious level, and then incorporating the five senses, how we sense the world, and then movement to bring about the rapid, accelerated results.
That's terrific. I mean, to have an opportunity to be able to do that in such a way that it really sticks with us and enhances our lives is very helpful and very inspiring, I'm sure, for our listeners. You also have the book, Messages from the Body, that you retail through your website. Tell us more about Messages from the Body and other books that are like it.
Yes. Messages from the Body can be obtained through my website, agneschowllc.com. And it's a book that really helps one understand how physical conditions and ailments are related to psychological messages, both the mental and emotional messages from the body. And it really speaks to how every condition or situation is based on belief systems. And when we can transform the belief, the conditions or situations change. And what I've realized, even for myself, is that when the conscious mind only agrees with the message, even like 50% or 70%, there's still an energetic clearing at the subconscious level by acknowledging the message. And I still encourage people to breathe into their divine heart and ask what the message is. It's important for us to connect with our higher selves, that divine intelligence within us that's connected to divine source, God, higher intelligence, divine intelligence, however you wish to refer to this greater intelligence. I like to refer to this divine intelligence as creator of all that's within me and outside of me, to understand what the root cause is for the physical ailment. And if there is a blockage from getting this direct message, then referencing the book, Messages from the Body, will help provide some possible reasons why the physical ailment is surfacing. It means the mental and emotional bodies are ready to let it go. And it has to go somewhere, so it's coming out through the physical body.
And that's what you want. I know you have so many examples of the work in action, Agnes. What are some examples that maybe you can share with us of how Psyche has helped surface messages from the body?
Yes, love to. So in Psyche, we do muscle testing to communicate with the subconscious mind. And it's important to know what the subconscious mind believes, because it is a supercomputer and records everything. So someone who has experienced grief and sadness, they were experiencing a lot of breathing difficulties because it affected their lungs. And so there was a lot of heavy energy. And through Psyche, whole brain balance, I was able to help this person release that negative energy. And in Qigong, we say that the lungs contain both the fear-based emotion of sadness and grief and the love-based emotion of kindness. So by empowering the lungs through certain Qigong exercises, we can transform that grief and sadness into kindness. And after another example, after someone completed the free brain health questionnaires on my website, and it identified the parts of the brain that were not operating at their optimum, a muscle test confirmed that at the subconscious level, the same parts of the brain were not functioning at their optimum. So the subconscious mind confirmed the brain health questionnaire results. And just imagine, if someone, you know, who has a gentle demeanor all of a sudden becomes angry and full of rage, and this becomes their new personality, you got to ask, did they hit their head, or did they fall off a roof, or did they have a bicycle accident or some type of traumatic event that caused distress in their body? And not only is it causing themselves distress, it's also causing distress for family members and friends who then may have experienced some trauma from the interaction. So when behaviors change, this is where we need to remember that thinking and feelings are connected to different parts of the brain. So a simple Psyche-K balance was able to help this person optimize the functioning of different parts of the brain. Some other messages that are related to the brain, if someone loses their appetite or has sleep problems or chronic pain, there could be a limbic system issue. And maybe it's time for upgrades in the subconscious programming. And maybe it's time to take away some self-sabotage as well. When someone has headaches or abdominal pain without a clear explanation, it could be a temporal lobe issue.
when someone has addictions or OCD, it could be an anterior cingulate gyrus issue. Someone has muscle tension or soreness or tremors or biting fingernails. It could be a basal ganglia issue. And then if someone's feeling sluggish, it could be a low thyroid hormonal issue. If someone is feeling like jittery or on edge, it could be a high thyroid hormonal issue. If there's exhaustion, that's signs of burnout. It means there may be adrenal fatigue. It may mean there's too much cortisol in the body. It may mean that there's too much stress. So, you know, brain health is overall health. And then one other example that I like to share is after a core belief psyche balance, a client experienced negative energy leaving her body. And she commented on her neck being able to move with ease when it had not been able to do that for as long as she could remember. And this was the secondary benefit. A physical relaxation. The body was no longer in stress. So when we are, like when we believe that we are worthy of the best that life and love have to offer, when we are in the belief system that we are worthy of the best health, then we can also create happiness from within and release the tension in the body and we feel freer. And so when I say that there are chronic type of problems, means there may be a message that we're refusing to change out of fear of what the future has in store. And my message is awaken to the idea that everything is possible.
I like that. Awaken to the idea that everything is possible. Just awakening to an idea like that, again, creates this sense of possibilities and hope. And I know that's a good deal of what you talk about and what you celebrate. Tell us about also how you have examples of how it actually also addresses messages that are coming from the body in other ways too.
Yes, love to. So I've helped many people let go of stress from their bodies and feel lighter through psych-K balances. And I've helped people no longer have like suicidal thoughts or let go of trauma from the past or let go of triggers from the perception of stress or traumatic events. In an energy focus, it's called an energy focusing psych-K balance, a client experienced relief from the heaviness she was experiencing in the lower part of her body where her solar plexus chakra, sacral chakra, root chakra are located. And the energy focusing points are also acupressure points. So around the navel, it was about letting go, releasing the past and expecting the best now and in the future. Below the navel, there's the harmony point. And there was a subconscious belief that life is a constant struggle to make things happen. So at the subconscious level, we realigned with life is a perfect example of synchronicity and flow. And then further down, there was internalization, which she was aligned with learning from life experiences, including she was realigned with learning from life experiences, including the difficult and painful ones. Whereas she had previously believed that she was blocking her learning. At the subconscious level, that's the belief, blocking that learning of life's experiences. And then even more significant was the inner direction point. And in the inner direction point with energy focusing, she realigned with believing that she is in charge of her own life and activating that creator empowerment story versus other people and forces controlling her life and living that victim drama story. So, you know, you're never a prisoner of your past. It was just a lesson, not a life sentence. So this is about quality of life.
and the stress or tension or uneasiness in the various parts of the body are related to beliefs needing change. So the arms represent spiritual, emotional issues. The legs represent blocks in accepting one's own body and or sexuality. The left side of the body is more feminine in nature. The right side of the body is more masculine in nature. And another key point is just underneath the collarbone. These are the self-worth points. So I've helped people in many areas of life deal with many types of stressors and guide them to create miracles for themselves. And the miracle is really recognizing that we each have the power to upgrade our subconscious mind to align with our conscious mind's goals and create the life we want that's in alignment with our divine path.
That's incredible. For folks that are listening and that are really excited about everything that we've been sharing, Agnes, what are some of the best points of contact, the best ways that they can connect with you to learn more and to avail themselves of the opportunity to really seek that guidance, that inspiration that you offer?
Thank you. I'd like to share that I have a lot of resources on my website, agneschauellc.com. That's agneschauellc.com. And our listeners will be able to find the podcast, my Brains Magazine articles, and also free brain health questionnaires on that website. And within the next month, I'm going to be rolling out an online program called Lead with the Brain, brain being an acronym. And I encourage the listeners to visit my nonprofit's website, theempoweredheart.org, also known as empowered-heart.org. And on that website, you'll find other resources as well, including for women to be aware of the non-stranger attack strategy and how to defend against them. And also, I've recently rolled out a new program called Empowered Heart Circles, and it's now accessible online 24/7. And in an Empowered Heart Circle for stress relief, one can learn meditations in minutes for stress relief. And I guide the listener, the person who's watching the program, how to do breathing through the heart, exercises, waterfall showers, violet flame activation, some qigong exercises to let go of the fear-based emotions related to stress. We do some wonderful Dear Universe meditations and divine heart journaling. And so it's fun. And the entire program could literally be done in a matter of like an hour or so. And for the listeners on this call, they can access the program for free for 30 days by entering the coupon code HEART, all in capital letters, H-E-A-R-T. And after that, if they choose to continue, it would be $11 a month, and all the money goes towards sponsoring women in their self-defense journey or helping veterans of the Angels 14 community.
That is sensational. I want to mention the website, agneschauellc.com, agneschauellc.com. Another winner of an episode in our series, Agnes. Looking forward to continuing and kicking off a new series, a new theme coming up in October. Thanks for stopping by Close Up Radio with all of your incredible information. It's always coming from the heart, and we really appreciate it. And I always have a wonderful time, and I hope you had a good time today as well.
Thank you. I definitely always have a great time with you, Jim.
I appreciate that. You take care, and we will chat again before you know it here on Close Up Radio. Our special guest, transformational coach extraordinaire, Agnes Char, on Close Up Radio. I'm Jim Masters. Thank you for joining us as well. And I invite you to stay right there. We'll be back momentarily with another incredible guest on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.